WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Let That Stuff Go, your daily dose of 5-minute releasing affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. We all have those moments where sadness just creeps in, weighing us down like a heavy blanket. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule your world. Today, we're diving deep into some powerful emotional release exercises that will help you let go of the sadness and reclaim your inner joy. Think about it. Ever felt like your heart was carrying around a weight you just couldn't shake off? You know that feeling when sadness takes over, making even simple tasks feel overwhelming. Well, I'm here to tell you there are ways to gently release those heavy emotions and make space for lightness and peace. It's all about finding healthy outlets, becoming aware of your feelings, and practicing self-compassion. Okay, let's break down some key takeaways that will have you saying goodbye to sadness in no time. First up, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Seriously, this practice can work wonders for emotional regulation. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations as they arise. Imagine yourself sitting quietly, taking deep breaths, and simply observing your emotions like clouds passing in the sky. You don't have to fight them or try to push them away. Just acknowledge their presence and let them flow through you. This gentle awareness can help you gain a sense of control over your emotional landscape. Number 2, journaling is your soul's best friend. Putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard allows you to express those raw emotions in a safe and private space. Think about it. Pouring out your heart onto the page can be incredibly cathartic. It helps you process your feelings, gain clarity, and ultimately release them from the depths of your being. Don't worry about making sense or using fancy words, just let your thoughts flow freely. Next up, movement is magic. Whether it's a brisk walk in nature, an invigorating dance session, or some yoga stretches, physical activity can do wonders for your mood. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good hormones that naturally lift your spirits and combat sadness. You don't have to be a fitness fanatic. Even a little bit of movement can make a big difference. Number 4. Connecting with loved ones is essential. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Sharing your feelings with trusted friends or family members can provide immense support and comfort. Sometimes, just talking about what's weighing you down can help lighten the load. Building strong connections and fostering a sense of belonging can be incredibly empowering. And finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge that it's okay to feel sadness. It's a natural human emotion. Treat yourself with understanding and gentleness, offering words of encouragement and support. You deserve love and compassion, especially during challenging times. Think about that time you were feeling down in the dumps, maybe after a disappointing event or a tough breakup. How did you handle those emotions? Did you try any of these exercises? Or perhaps there was a specific scenario where you felt overwhelmed by sadness, and then something helped shift your perspective. Share your stories with me. I'd love to hear about your experiences. Remember, letting go of sadness doesn't mean ignoring or suppressing your feelings. It's about acknowledging them, processing them in healthy ways, and ultimately finding peace within yourself. These emotional release exercises are powerful tools that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace and resilience. So, my beautiful listeners, as you head out into the world today, carry this message with you. It's okay to feel sadness, but it doesn't have to control your life. Use these exercises to be kind to yourself, and remember that you are capable of healing and growth. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little emotional release. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.